Here's today's In Touch devotion.
Today's scripture reading begins in verse 13 of 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. But we should always give thanks to God for you, brothers and sisters, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you from the beginning for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. It was for this He called you through our gospel, that you may obtain the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. So then, brothers and sisters, stand firm and hold on to the traditions which you were taught, whether by word of mouth or by letter from us. Now may our Lord Jesus Christ Himself and God our Father, who has loved us and given us eternal comfort and good hope by grace, comfort and strengthen your hearts in every good work and word.
A person of conviction feels certain that his beliefs are true. However, it's often the case that the things people believe are based on the current conditions or situations of their life. Then, when circumstances change, their convictions do as well. In other words, it's not uncommon to find someone go back and forth on issues that require a firm resolve. Contrast this wishy-washy approach with the mindset of the devoted followers of God described in Scripture. Despite many years of unfair treatment, Joseph didn't waver in his commitment to the Lord. Daniel was a righteous man who earned the trust of foreign kings in an idolatrous land by standing firm in his beliefs. His friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, also refused to compromise their beliefs despite the threat of death. As a result, their resolve caused the king to recognize the Lord as the one true God. The godly convictions of these biblical heroes withstood the changing winds of opinion and the persuasive arguments of opponents. Unshakable trust in God and in His Word is what grounded their beliefs. Today, more than ever, we need followers of Christ who stand firm against philosophies and ideas that threaten the church. Will you commit to be bold for the Lord?